Dunkin' Cold Coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome back, sports fans, to another episode of the Charity Stripe Podcast, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network, the number one sports podcast network in Los Angeles. For those listening at home, on the road, in the air, or in the water.
Probably at home, though.
Do you believe? Good point, Nick. We have a great show for you guys today. We're not talking about sports, but in our little quarantine section, we made a March Madness bracket of supplies and necessities and things you would need in a quarantine, as Nicky Snacks Kreider is suggesting. So buckle up, tuck it into your waistband, because here we go. 3, 2, 1. We're back.
We sitting here, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice.
5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes! High fly ball in the right field. She is gone!
Play clock at 5. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Rebound box. Back out to Allen. History final. Bang! Tie game. Gives it to Jenkins for the championship.
He's going for the corner. He's got it.
Bases loaded. Two out.
We're back, baby. It's the Charity Stripe. Hit your free throws, because they're free. So 225 coming hotter at you guys than so 224. And I'm flanked on my left and on my right by offensive and defensive coordinators Nicky Snacks Kreider and Alex tossing me the rock to Sopolis.
Wow.
Yeah, you could have your own little sound effect. And yeah, guys, and we have a great show for you today. We're super stoked. Unfortunately, there's no more sports as of right now. Baseball's pushed back. They're saying a couple weeks. I think it's going to be till May, which stinks on ice.
You know what sucks is that there's a lot of guys in like the Dominican Republic and like in Cuba and all those guys who are trying to go, who want to go home, who are afraid that if they go home, they won't be able to come back for the start of the season.
Yeah, that's an issue. I mean, the people that work in the stadiums, around the stadiums, this really is.
I do like seeing like all of like the owners and like a lot of the players taking, you know, responsibility and kind of, you know, helping out. Like Mark Cuban said, he's got an offer to pay some of the hourly employees. Like JJ Watt is donating like some of his salary to employees.
I haven't heard anything from any baseball owners because their season hasn't started yet. Yeah.
So they haven't gone there yet.
Right.
I mean, so once the basketball season was in,
it's
going
to be super interesting to see how it plays out. Where it's like, okay, they got in the swing of things in spring training. They had to press pause. No more spring training. They're just going to have to throw – like, there's a lot of position battles out there for roster spots, you know. And
that's an issue. I think a big issue also – I think the biggest issue, like, it would be baseball. And also it's because you got to get warm. The pitchers have to get warm in the season. And they don't –
Oh, well, they're throwing. I mean, but they're not throwing live games.
Yeah, which is not great.
They're probably going to do a lot of simulated games.
I'm sure they would. But you do need those reps, I think.
It's going to be an interesting season.
Yeah, it's going to be a weird one for sure.
I mean, talk about a sport where even if you're throwing to your catcher and it's like – it's that your hands touching the ball.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, as far as like containment and stuff like that,
you can't really do
it. It's just trusting another person, right?
You're
which like Hopefully, no one is in fact.
I'd say basketball is probably the biggest.
Yeah,
taking the biggest blow.
All these sports
taking the biggest blow, but also it like has the highest chance of probably contaminating.
Oh, because you're on top of each other the whole game.
Yeah, and you're playing with touching the same ball, you know, ball. On the same bench together.
Yeah. The way baseball was going last year, you're changing balls a bunch of times throughout the game.
Exactly.
I mean, these football guys can still be. They can run drills and they can do.
They're chilling. Yeah. Actually, football's going to benefit the most because there's nothing.
Yeah,
else
I mean,
to talk
free agency
about.
Starts free this week.
Exactly.
Yeah, Tannehill's just got paid.
Yeah, he did.
Crazy.
Good for him.
But that's pretty much it. No sports, nothing really to bet on. People are betting on 2K games, which is something we discussed the week before.
The one thing that I think is very sad about this is a lot of college players. The guys who thought that this is their last year, the teams that you know were making big runs like Dayton and San Diego State. You know, teams like that who might not have the opportunity to get back 100%, to this.
100%. And then you have Cassius Winston, a guy who from Michigan State, you have who was so close last year in the Final Four.
Exactly.
Guy like Miles Powell, Seton Hall, who may not get another shot.
Right, and guys like Powell and Obi Toppin, the other guys that they're playing with, if those guys go, they go. Is their team going to be in the same position next year that it was in this year? Probably not.
Obi Toppin's not going to return, so he's going to the draft.
That's what I'm saying. So these other Dayton players probably aren't going. They're not going to be a top three seed in the tourney next year.
No, they were looking at a one seed this year.
Right.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah, I mean it's pretty sad across the board. I mean, and you just lose out.
Incoming freshmen who might not be able to be the guy that they thought they were going to be.
Yep.
You know.
Oh, because other guys are. I don't because
other guys are staying.
Yeah, other guys are going to stay. I don't even know what's going to happen as far as do you give
eligibility
these guys another year? I would like to see that happen. Yeah. And do guys even take that? Like, are you Cassius Winston? Are you going to say, okay, I'm going to go to fifth year of college, or I'm going to go to the NBA at this point?
Well, and then obviously in high school they're not going to get another year of eligibility. No. Nor do they want it.
That sucks for those kids too, who were on the brink of recruitment, right? And they want to go to college and earn a scholarship, and they're not going to prove themselves at all.
But a lot of them, it's pretty much over high school basketball.
Yeah, but still,
I mean, Cali had to play its championship game.
Baseball. High school baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, it sucks. It's just shitty across the board. Yeah. So we were desperate, and we tried to make things better. And what we did was we came up with a bracket, supplies and necessities and things you would need in a quarantine. A lot of people have been loving it and voting it, and we've been smitten by it. But before we get a breakdown of round one and most of round two, because there are still some games going on and matchups going on, and they're a little too close to call and they have a lot of time left, we're going to tell you what we're brought to you by. Because it's not just the Believe Podcast Network. Well, our sponsor for this show is
True Classic Tees. But I mean, I think the way that I was kind of going to introduce them is the fact that we are going to be in our house a lot.
Yeah, totally.
Right? You're going to be under quarantine. You want to be comfy, and there's nothing comfier than True Classic Tees. And Nick and I can say this from firsthand experience.
Oh,
Josh doesn't wear them quite as often. Hate to throw you under the bus, Josh, but I kind of just did.
No. But it's because I'm a graphic tee guy, and we all know that.
And they're more of your plain tee, but you should move over. You should try it out.
I've worn them to auditions. They're great for
They're great for auditions. Good for pictures and headshots and what all that.
And great for lounging around the house.
Great for lounging around the house. Good for dates.
Nick.
Oh yeah.
They're like
I wore on a date.
No, they're serious. They're so versatile.
Those potentially last date for months.
Last date.
How many shirts do you know that you can work out in, go on a date in, go on an audition in? Lounge around the house.
I don't know that many shirts.
Not many shirts.
Here's something. This is a true story. I want you guys to both believe me on this.
Okay. Believe.
I believe. I usually take a dump shirtless.
I believe that.
But this was so comfortable that I wore this while taking a dump.
Wow. That's insightful.
Josh had a public restroom stripping fully down. I used to do that.
I don't want that.
I didn't. I stopped doing that maybe after
when you were a kid. You used
10,
to do it. Yeah,
I would get completely naked.
Isn't that weird? Why? Why?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I always take my shirt off still.
In other news,
wrap it around your head.
In other news, go to trueclassictees.com and use the code to check out. Believe, BLEAV, for 20% off. So that's cool. Believe at trueclassictees.com. And then
comfortable you can wear it while taking a shit.
Boom.
Cool.
New slogan too.
It should be.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? Obviously it must be a guy thing.
Yeah.
Right?
No, girls
definitely take off their shirts.
No, I don't, Nick. Come on, dude. Jesus.
What?
No, they are.
Why do 10-year-old boys and Josh love doing love doing that when they're pooping though?
I don't know.
Freedom.
I think it's just like,
I actually think it's because when you're a kid, you like you strain a lot more, and then that like makes you more flush and like heated, so you have to take your shirt off.
Because maybe I think it's because I just, it's just like a habit now. I just do it. It's like, yeah, you know, it's like, why do
shitting is a pretty freeing thing. So yeah. I think that maybe you just want to be free
your body.
Free your body.
I don't think it's out of control. You know, I think it's fairly decent. It's moderately. It's weird, but it's not abnormal. But you know what's not abnormal?
It's not going to be weird because you're not going to be able to also do it in any public places anymore. So, yeah.
Well, now I'm like, now the chickens have come to roost. The jig is up.
The jig is up.
People know.
I don't. People do know because we just said it on a podcast.
For a good 2 minutes. Well,
Let's dig in.
Let's kick it off quarantine.
What's talking in the quarantine? Yeah, Nikki Snacks Crider labeled. Usually it's east, west, midwest, and south. But for our bracket, we have labeled off the sections, or Nikki Snacks Crider's labeled off our sections. The top left corner is the quarantine region. The bottom left corner is the lockdown region. The top right is the isolation region. And the bottom right is the restricted section.
Harry Potter reference.
Harry Potter reference, in case you were a loser. Yeah. So here is, we'll go up top into the quarantine
books
region.
Books about Horcruxes.
Yeah, Horcruxes. And we'll kind of go matchup by matchup and kind of talk about how they made the tournament a little bit, like how things worked out. How their season went. Nick will probably laugh a little bit here and there. And then, yeah, we'll just go from there. So first one.
Feel free to laugh if you have to.
Yeah, okay. Don't feel like you have to hold it in, man. We don't want you to strain and start taking your shirt off. So we had a 1 seed versus a 16 seed. 1 seed was the bottled water, and the 16 seed was a number 2 pencil.
They snuck in.
It's, you know what? It's like an old program that used to have a lot of value and still carries a lot of fans out there. And it's fun use once in a while. It's always good to have around the house just in case.
If you're playing games, yeah, you have to write something down.
You want to erase it, you know, like taboo is like, it's good for.
Pencil could be good for that.
Totally.
Or filling out a Scantron.
It's not useless. Like, oh, if you're taking an online class and they tell you, hey, print a Scantron out. And
that would
scan
never happen.
Yeah.
But
who knows these days?
But it's getting worked by bottled water.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Bottled water.
Because, like, you don't
want
to have to deal with, like, the pencil shavings.
It's a
you
strong
know?
One seed. And you
the,
saw.
The eraser crusties at the
totally,
end.
Totally. Yeah.
Know?
I mean, the number 2 pencil is complete, you know, and it got annihilated by the bottle of water.
How about a number 2 pencil when the eraser, you remember when like you wrote something down, you wanted to erase it, it was a new pencil, hadn't been used, and you
eraser
threw the eraser
falls
down?
Out.
No, the eraser like made it worse. It didn't erase anything.
Or
it made
like
it like completely smudge.
Nothing worse than like a raw
or when you
like
have
fresh
when you,
razor,
when you
like
have like
eraser.
The eraser down to like the metal.
Ooh,
and
you
you're trying to erase
it's
it.
Like nails on a chalkboard.
You're trying to erase and your paper rips because the metal.
I mean, I was like, at that point, I was going to get like another eraser, just leave it.
This was a 1-16 matchup that was like a clear one dominated.
And it's crazy because the bottled water had, I mean, yeah, it had a tougher season than usual with the Brita filter coming in and playing good and playing
Hydro
good
Flask.
Hydro Flask
taking over.
But still, in a time of quarantine, all of a sudden, it kind of makes a resurgence.
Oh, yeah,
has
big
a
time.
Good and just has a great conference and wins its conference tournament and claims that one.
There's a reason. If you've been to a grocery store recently, you know that the bottled waters are.
People are taking them. Even
they're scarce.
Oh, yeah. They're scarce. Very scarce.
You can't be stupid. Everyone, you go, sink, which someone said to me, and I go, what if sink water goes downhill? Hypothetically, it could totally happen.
Could
happen. You know,
I stocked up on water bottles.
Coronavirus
so
does not affect. Yeah. Okay. But
we
whatever.
Don't know. It can metastasize.
Sure.
It could change.
Sure.
It could change. We don't. Can we
metastasize?
Do we know what it, I don't know. Do we know what it is? Then it gets to bottled water. Went into the round of 32, and it met Body Wash, which completely decimated Lord of the Rings trilogy. On
DVD.
On DVD. It changed. Listen, this is what happens when you go into a game and you try to change your game plan. It came in playing DVD brand of the game, but then in the tournament, it goes to a Blu-ray, and at that point, you're just not playing within yourself, and you're kind of going to your opponent, and Body Wash took it out completely. That was one of the bigger – I was a little surprised. I think people, you know, got a little nervous about the extended edition. I think just the normal
edition. It's a long commitment.
Is enough for somebody in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I think the thing with being stuck and quarantined in your own home is you want to be able to sit on the couch and enjoy something, enjoy a movie – but sitting down for an entire 12-hour saga
you
of Lord of the Rings,
fan.
You have to be a fan, and a lot of people are gonna get a what's it called? when like house flu. What is it? What is it? Like
cabin fever.
Cabin fever.
Cabin fever.
Yeah, that's cabin house fever. Flu. What the fuck
yeah,
is that?
Nothing gives you cabin fever like 12 straight hours
of Lord of the Rings. Of orcs and hobbits.
Orcs and hobbits.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you.
Personally, I'm disappointed that it lost.
I'm
disappointed
voted for
too.
It, but yeah, I knew it was gonna happen.
I will say, if the Hobbit was included, it might have had a slight edge.
You think
really? I think that would have hurt its chances even more.
You think so?
That's another like 10 hours.
Yeah, but how much time do you have inside your house?
A lot. But I'm doing it in one shot.
Okay.
If that makes sense. I'm
the body wash is essential. You want to smell good. You want to feel good.
What's wrong with soap, though? Standard, like, Dove soap.
Because I don't think people are at that point yet where they're like,
back to the bar? They don't have to go back to the bar.
No, not yet. They're not back at the bar yet.
I think right now everyone's using as much cleanliness and soap and disinfectants as possible, and I think that's always going to take out the first.
I think it'd be interesting to see what would happen if we bring the bracket back in like a month and a half.
Yeah,
see how people
non-quarantined.
Hopefully,
a month and a half.
So basically, in the round of 32, we have a 1 seed versus an 8 seed, bottled water versus body wash. So in the 5-12 and the 4-13, Xbox versus Passport. Xbox decimating Passport.
You're not going to need your passport in this time of need right now.
Because you're not traveling. That's the crux of it. But here's what I was thinking with the – what if things get terribly worse and all of a sudden you start needing forms of identification?
Then I have my driver's license.
Well, you need the passport. You do need the passport handy just in case.
We also – when we created this bracket
– talk to me.
Passport was put in there before the travel ban.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was instated.
And
so
you're right. It is kind of rendered semi useless, but in worst case scenario, in a doomsday, but right before doomsday, you'll need it. And then once doomsday hits, you really don't need anything.
And then, of course, the Xbox is so multi purpose. You can watch. It's Apple TV with video games.
Yep.
It's unreal.
And then
we've been playing live Xbox. I'll tell you that.
Nick, you've been playing 2K.
Nick's a big gamer.
I've always been a gamer.
He's ranked online in 2K now.
Not quite yet.
But he will be.
But Madden.
Give him a week and he will be.
Nick's good at Madden. We got DayQuil-NyQuil combination. So DayQuil-NyQuil A&M.
You can buy them in a two-pack. So that's feasible.
Against Cup of Noodles?
Against Cup of Noodles. It was a close one, but DayQuil-NyQuil squeaked it out. I was bummed.
I'm sad to see.
Cup of Noodles go.
I wanted Cup of Noodles to be my Cinderella.
I know, dude. I loved a good Cup of Noodles.
I saw it coming.
You saw it coming? I think people.
I wasn't a big advocate of the Cup of Noodles.
I think people
were just blowing smoke.
People like NyQuil?
People like crushing that NyQuil at night to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Not even for like
sipping
a
on that scissor.
Yeah, they like it. And I think people like to tell themselves that they don't fuck with Cup of Noodles. But when deep down,
everyone loves Cup of Noodles.
Everyone loves a good Cup of Noodles.
I definitely like Cup of Noodles more than like the other Maruchan ramen like square packs.
Way better.
Oh, yeah. It's so much bang for your
buck. That could lick my butthole.
It's easy.
Interesting.
Takes 2 minutes. It's nice.
Yeah, I mean, of the packaged microwave goods.
Spicy chicken.
Cup of Noodles had the best season. But DayQuil NyQuil always used, especially heading into the spring. It's like it's that time of year.
It was a close one. It was a close one. And then, as expected, even though they're the higher seed in the DayQuil NyQuil versus Xbox matchup, they got crushed.
Yeah, well, yeah, we'll get into the round of 32 in a second, but yeah, it's Xbox DayQuil.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Jumping ahead of myself.
Yeah, you're good. I'm with you. Xbox, the 5 seed, moves on in the round of 32 against the 4 seed DayQuil NyQuil.
Got it.
Then in the 6-11, the batteries versus garbage bags. I don't want to. Here's the
neither are ones that you get really excited about.
This is a bit of a snoozer, as they would say. I if this was on, and I would just kind of be there. It was close. I mean, people were voting for. I'm actually a little surprised that batteries won. But I mean, I guess you need your batteries for your Xbox, for your remotes.
This is like a St. Joe's and DePaul matchup.
Yeah,
I'm just like not excited.
Like I'm watching.
They're gonna get
bounced
next round.
Basketball. They're gonna get bounced the next round. You know that it's like a filler almost. They had good seasons. They were useful for sure. But now at this point, garbage bags. I mean, no anything less exciting. Even like they kind of smell gross. And then batteries. Talk about getting crusty, Nick.
Right.
Batteries can kind of get into that realm.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
And they're loose.
Don't need batteries for that much.
And
yeah,
actually,
plugs
anymore.
In.
And actually, to
rechargeable
be honest,
stuff
you guys,
too.
Nothing frustrates me more than batteries because just the way they're kept, they're always loose. You never know which ones work.
What are you
like
supposed
there?
To do with them too? I always remember
you're supposed to recycle them.
You're
right?
Supposed to recycle. People
Who's
are like, don't
that?
Throw away the battery because like it'll start leaking, right? Like you're talking about and get crusty. But it's like, well, what do I do with it? I don't hold on to it. I don't throw it away.
You don't lick it.
No, you can't put it in your mouth. I accidentally got battery juice in my mouth once. That's, yeah. It was bad.
Okay.
It was battery.
It tasted disgusting. Nick, it tasted disgusting. then we had beer versus sriracha, three-seed beer.
Okay, here's the thing with beer. So beer is a three-seed. It would normally be a one-seed, but I think the whole seltzer movement kind of like threw in a little wrench inside beer season.
Yeah, I mean, the White Claws,
Truly
had a great – but here's the deal. Beer was still able to win the conference and still able to sneak in because there was a lot of tearing apart within the conference between Truly and White Claw.
To liken it to – let's cross-board it for a second here.
It's a historic program.
It's basically – it's not this year, but it's Kansas in years past where they've won the Big 12 but not been as dominant as they were this year.
The Claws are like the Big 12 where they just tear each other apart.
Exactly.
Which is kind of like this year in the Big 12.
Claws, Truly's, all the Bud Light Seltzers.
Bud Light Seltzer made it. And then what was the other one? The Natty Lights made a small push when people were like feeling
Corona. Corona has a seltzer out there too.
Yep.
And Corona doesn't have much right now.
Beer versus Sriracha though.
Yeah, beer took it down. There were a couple Sriracha fans in the stands. Like
those are diehards. Yeah.
Diehard. They travel well. It just didn't really stand a chance. You know,
there's other condiments that are better.
I agree.
Straight up.
Here's one that people were up in arms about, the next one. It's number 17, Sox.
Tough matchup.
Versus Wine. People are, first of all, livid that Wine is a 10 seed. And then Wine loses to a comfy pair of socks. And they were Puma socks, the photo.
Oh.
So it wasn't even like a sweet brand.
It wasn't like nice Nike Elite breathable socks or anything.
Here's the thing. I think this is one of the toughest matchups because they're such homey. They're such homie products. Like, you put on, you know, you're cold, you want to put on some nice, fuzzy, warm socks, you know, and you're watching a movie.
Both potentially could mask if you had coronavirus symptoms.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
That too.
Can I tell you guys something crazy about myself?
I'm not sure.
I don't think I'm learning a lot today. Yeah, totally.
He poops with his shirt off, but his socks on.
No. No. I usually double up on socks sometimes.
Really?
I like wearing two pairs because my feet get cold really easily.
Oh, Josh.
Yeah, okay. So I'm a big sock guy. I'm not a big
Needless to
guy.
Say, Sox took down Wine.
But it was close. But people were up in arms to go, how is Wine a 10 seed? And then it goes and loses because that's how it's done.
Yeah.
I think people think they like Wine more than they do.
I agree with you.
Is that a crazy statement? I think people think they love
Wine.
They
think they like it.
And they like the idea of it.
But they come to it and they're like, maybe
you
I don't
like
it that
I know
much.
People that go, oh, I would love a glass of Wine. And then you get to glass two. It's like, oh, I'm good. Then you don't love it.
Or people don't finish their glass of wine.
Then you don't love it.
Right?
I
really like wine. I don't know if I don't know if there's a better night's sleep than a one glass of wine sleep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe like a two hit of pot sleep.
you like that better?
That's a nice sleep.
No.
You think so? I don't
know.
Not for me
personally.
I'm an anxious guy. I need a half a bottle of vino.
Wow.
I don't know.
Not even. Well, in my heyday, my heyday.
In your heyday.
So Sox as a 7 seed goes on. This was a wild one. HDMI gets in there as a 15 seed, but they were rocking all year. They just had weak conference play because it's really not going up against serious matchups here. They're a 15 seed going against Purell as a number 2 seed. Purell, I guess, was sneaky all season. A team that wasn't heavily talked about, but they played well consistently within like the 7 to like 15 range. Ended strong heading
heading
into isolation and quarantine.
Worth noting that Purell is not. It's not hand sanitizer. It's Purell.
Yeah.
It's a brand name.
Mm-hmm.
There's other competitors.
Totally.
Germex is out there. They make a good run at this, but there's no one like Purell.
No, Purell is completely dominant in its region. But if I had to liken it to anybody, I don't think people are taking it too seriously, but it just decimated HDMI. It'd probably be like the San Diego State, Nick, of our bracket. And then HDMI cord, you need it.
You need it.
I don't think
Xbox,
I think people were a little they didn't think about this one too much.
No.
If you're voting Xbox, you have to vote HDMI.
Technically, and I don't think people really are that aware of like how important the HDMI
Very
is.
Important.
So we go to the round of 32 in the quarantine region. We got Bottle of Water, the 1 seed versus the 8 seed Body Wash. We have the 5 Xbox versus the 4 DayQuil NyQuil. We have the 6 batteries versus the 3 beers. We have the Sox, the 7 seed and the number 2 seed Purell. No upsets. Crazy, right?
Wild.
No upsets. which means we did a decent job with the seating in this region as compared to other regions, right? Because we'll get to Wi-Fi in a second, but people were practically rioting at the Charity Stripe studios. number one, bottled water versus body wash. Body wash put up a better fight than number two pencil, but it was still pretty much a decimation because...
Right, because ultimately you can take a shower and you will be cleaner with hot water and you will be cleaner than
before.
Right.
Yeah, that was a gimme, honestly. Xbox versus DayQuil NyQuil. Again, people...
DayQuil squeaked it. DayQuil NyQuil squeaks it out against Cup of Noodles, and Xbox is a...
Puts it back in its place.
Is a five seed that could have been a three seed or a two seed.
Totally. It just dropped.
They're like a Michigan State.
It just
dropped. They didn't win their conference, but they're a powerhouse. They're always there.
Not locking in MLB The Show for this season and having to wait till next season.
Yeah. Definitely hurt their chances.
I mean, Xbox is the Kentucky of the bracket if you really think about it. Yeah. Like a strong five seed that's probably going to run into a buzzsaw at the number one, but you're going to get to the Sweet 16. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Batteries, the 6 seed versus Beard, the 3 seed. We can't call
this.
They're still playing right now. We can't call this one right now. Batteries is in the lead by a hair.
It's a tough matchup.
Very tight. We think
Beard's going to come out on top.
That's why we haven't called it yet.
Yeah.
This could be
the closest matchup.
Other than Latex Glove versus Emergency, which we'll get to in a bit in the first round, but that was a snoozer too. I thought that was like the Batteries garbage can 2.0, but apparently not. Apparently people were really, really towing the line for that one. But I think this could be the Al Gore George Bush of the whole bracket.
Wow.
So I think that's why I don't want to call it yet. So that's up in the air. Socks, unfortunately, as comfy and cozy as they are, people are riding this Purell train.
It's taken down by Purell. It's crazy.
Now, here's the deal. Do you think either Batteries or Beer can take down Purell?
I think Beer can.
And you think Batteries?
I don't think Batteries can.
Interesting. Toss?
I definitely don't think Batteries can. I think that Purell runs train on the next opponent that it has too. I think people are buying the hype for the right reason too.
I think
they're like Loyola from last year,
totally,
or from 2 years ago with Sister Jean, right?
Yeah,
they're gonna run out of steam at some point.
I agree, and I think it's when they run into another powerhouse in Xbox or bottled water.
Here's the deal. I know we all want the bottled water beer matchup that we've been hoping for all season.
Wow.
And so that's the one we want.
Because we didn't get to see it in the regular season.
We didn't get to see it in the – what wins, water or beer?
I think at that point, beer wins.
I think at that point, beer wins because we got a lot of matchup.
It's just a liquid against a liquid at that point. We got a lot of hardos that run on these polls.
And like, it's like just the overall size and body of beer. You know, it just, I think water, it's
so much,
so fluid.
There's so much diversity with beer.
There's so much diversity.
Styles.
And beer just fills space in your stomach.
Totally.
And water doesn't.
Water is too fluid. It plays too fluid. And when you're playing down low like that in a clogged paint, I think beer is just going to take the big game to them.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, but beer still has to be Batteries. And again, would have to be Purell. Who do you guys think wins, bottled water or Xbox?
I think Xbox takes it down.
Really?
I think we're
looking at an Xbox Purell matchup here.
Interesting. All right, that's the quarantine. Yeah,
Xbox beer.
Not Nick. Nick's still holding out hope. Okay, we'll go down.
Nick wants to do drink beer while playing Xbox.
We'll go down to the lockdown region. We have a 1 seed toilet paper, and then it versus a 16 seed baseball bat. Now, somebody came up to me and said, personally, we're like, hey, listen, I want you guys to know that if it was a baseball bat with a nail in it, I probably would have gone that route.
Yeah, because we prefaced that the real reason why baseball bat is on here
that's for Apocalypse.
Is on the off chance
that everyone turns into zombies.
That coronavirus mutates and turns people into zombies.
To knock
and
its
then
meds, totally.
Yes.
But at that point, like, I'm going to like a gun store and like raiding the guns.
But are you
so you're not really an aesthetic
that's
guy?
Risky.
You're kind of like you're kind of get business
that's
done.
That's risky.
But do you have
blood,
a baseball bat here?
Blood goes all over the place.
There's a baseball bat in this studio right now.
Not in the studio, but
okay, in the apartment.
In the vicinity, at the Charity Stripe Studios,
okay,
a baseball bat
I'm
somewhere.
I'm like 50-50 on it. But here's the deal.
It limits blood's batter. That's
for
why
sure.
That's why it's good against a
and the gun thing, like you don't think everybody and their mother is hustling over to grab a gun,
sure.
Dude. That's dangerous territory you're playing. You're heading into the fire.
Also, how many times have you shot a gun versus how many times have you swung a baseball bat, Nick?
And you could hit an 8. I've seen you break.
Okay, yeah. It's a good point.
It's a good point to you. Doesn't matter because they want
toilet paper.
First of all, the toilet paper craze of this whole thing is ridiculous.
Look, you don't want to run out of toilet paper.
Dude.
No.
Give me the
scary.
Give me the
That's
leaves.
Scary shit.
Give me the leaves.
Oh, come on.
What do you mean, dude? You never taken a shit outside?
No, I've never wiped my ass with leaves, I'll tell you that.
Nick, you're gonna be in trouble coming up.
I'm not gonna be in trouble. I'm just saying that wiping your ass with leaves is not necessary if you have toilet paper.
I don't think people are gonna be running out. Listen, what worst comes to worst, we have computer paper.
Okay. Well, that's fair. That's fair.
I'd rather hit the leaves. Good thing Charity Stripe Studios are dense with foliage.
You know, like the leaves, if you guys really want to get into this scientifically, the leaves probably have bacteria and little life forms on the leaves that you wipe your ass with. They might crawl up inside your booty hole.
That's why I'm using...
You might get tapeworm in your butt.
Okay, no one's getting tapeworm in their butt.
Dude, that's dude. Little kids get tapeworm because they don't fucking wash their hands and they get dirt on their fingernails and they fucking get some dirt in their ass.
All right, here's the deal. Toilet paper is a one seed because it has to be. I don't think it's gonna win. It's gonna
get bounced by the next.
I think it's running into a buzzsaw very soon. But toilet paper does take out baseball bat. I don't even think
by a landslide
with or without the nail. I think baseball bat.
And then
in trouble.
Per usual in the tournament, we see a very tight 8-9 matchup with deck of cards and scented candles.
deck of cards, scented candles. And
are you an ambiance person? Or are you a
Zen? Am I game ambiance or Zen ambiance?
Yeah,
is the question. I'm game ambiance. For me, this was an easy one. I love a deck of cards. Listen, I love both. I love both scented candle and deck of cards. But we've had more fun with a deck of cards,
definitely.
And I think deck of cards is the way to go.
And what better
and
way?
Scented candle runs out. Deck of cards
for sure.
It lasts forever.
As long as take good care of the cards.
What better way to spread germs with your friends than by playing card games where you're all touching
totes
all 52 cards in the deck?
So we have an 8-seed deck of cards versus a 1-seed toilet paper in round of 32.
Yes.
Then we go to a Windex versus Pepto Bismol.
Why are they here?
Listen, if toilet paper is in it, you gotta have Pepto. Pepto's a 12-seed.
Josh mentioned that Windex had a good season.
Windex had a great season. No one in their Windex conference, the 405, was touching. No way. All purpose. No. Windex had a good season. Always found itself useful. Just when we were counting Windex out, boom, it comes back.
I mean, if there's one thing that Windex does know, they know their own game.
They know their game.
They know their role.
It has been like...
They never have said that they're a multi-purpose cleaner because they're not.
They're not.
They're a glass cleaner.
They know
That's all
what
they do.
They are. It's the same program for years.
Limited, but efficient.
Totally. I'm totally with you. It's like Virginia. You're getting a good defensive team that doesn't let you score the basketball.
But here's where we have the upset.
Pepto-Bismol,
the 12 seed.
And it really
people
is...
people think Corona makes you shit for some
right,
reason.
Right, and it really
think,
is...
I don't know
it's
what
related.
Is
Pepto-Bismol's... Windex is their Achilles heel is that they're one dimensional and Pepto Bismol is so versatile.
And when you go on a run, you get
because it's upset stomach, diarrhea. There's how many different things? Sing the jingle. If you sing the jingle, you know how many things it does.
Upset stomach, diarrhea. Is there more than one of the jingle? Am I overthinking?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's two though. That's more than one.
Yeah.
Should I look up the jingle?
Here's
on
the
YouTube
deal
for us?
I think Pepto Bismol can go on a run, like a serious streaky run.
It can keep you from the runs. That's for sure.
Are y'all ready for the Pepto Bismol?
Nausea, heartburn, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Okay,
yay, Pepto Bismol.
Don't play it. I don't think we need to play it on the YouTube.
I think they want to hear it.
We could maybe insert it if I'm feeling it later. But then Nick,
I don't want to hear it.
I know you do.
Okay, so Pepto Bismol.
Here's one that
they
was,
take Windex down.
Yeah, they take Windex down, and it was a close one too. That was a very close one. Here's one that was a crazy one. Netflix versus Hot Pocket. I think Netflix was slightly disrespected in the seeding.
Yeah.
I'll admit that. I think it was slightly disrespected.
Netflix could have got a 2-seed.
For sure. Could have been a 2-seed and a strong 2-seed at that.
But it's the same kind of situation as Xbox where there are other streaming services that are really hot right now.
I mean, Hulu.
Yeah.
Hulu.
Amazon Prime.
Amazon
Hulu's
Prime.
A threat to win the NIT.
Disney Plus comes out of
Apple,
nowhere.
Apple
out of
TV.
Nowhere. They're a new team this year and they almost made the tournament. It's crazy.
Quibi had an upset or two. And you can't forget Crackle, who's just there.
Yeah.
I know they go 8-20 every year, but one of those games, like an upset game.
Right,
and
Facebook Watch is they're stealing some recruits from Netflix. It's crazy.
Totally. And listen, don't get me wrong. Like Netflix has big wins on the road and at home against Amazon Prime. Totally big wins. But that one road loss to Crackle, you can't overcome that. It's a bad loss.
It'll bump you down in the seedings for sure.
Totally.
And it did.
Totally. And plus, you gotta really bring up their, you know, I mean, I know it was a neutral site game, but they're at a conference game against the Nintendo DS, who didn't even sniff the NIT. Is just egregious.
Yeah.
No one else.
But
you guys saw that.
Regardless of their woes in the regular season.
Yeah.
They come to the tournament with a good coach. You know, they know who they are.
Totally.
And they just, and they take
high
care of
volume.
They're high volume, volume. Very high volume.
Versus Hot Pocket, which is just like, it kind of, again, in the cup of noodles. You either love it and you're like, fuck it, I want a Hot Pocket, or not. I mean, Hot Pocket is a program that was just ripping and roaring in the late 90s, early 2000s. And since, it's just kind of gone downhill. But right. You know what? A kind of like a resurgence.
They play old school in the new wave.
Yeah.
The new wave team.
Sometimes they're too hot.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah. They get too hot.
Or they're not hot enough.
Or they're not hot enough.
And in this case, they weren't hot enough. They didn't shoot well. They got outshot by Netflix's high volume three-pointers. And Netflix took that matchup.
Yeah. Here was one that was a complete blowout. No one really knew who they were coming into the tournament. They were kind of like the New Mexico. I remember when New Mexico was a 3 seed.
Yeah.
And they lost to a 14 seed. So number 6, Settlers of Catan, lost to Lightbulbs. Lightbulbs, a team that no one really was thinking about.
Yeah,
they
kind of
snuck in, and they really laid the pipe down on
they were lit.
On Settlers. They were lit.
Once the lights came on, they crushed.
Kleenex versus hand lotion, normally utilized together. You know, two programs that are linked together.
Uh-huh.
But Kleenex,
brother sister programs,
yeah. Kind of like the Duke UNC. But hand lotion is just, there's too many. No one really utilizes hand lotion as much as the Kleenex, especially in this time of need in a lockdown. So Kleenex really took the cake.
Runny nose from from Corona. You're blowing it. You need Kleenex.
So we had a number 3 seed Kleenex versus a number 11 seed.
Light bulbs.
Then the Ricola versus Liquor. Liquor was a low seed again. You know, that they were affected a bit more by the White Claw situation.
It's also kind of early in the year, too. A lot of people kind of taking a pause on the liquor, kind of taking it easy.
Liquor is like a summer season, early winter, like, or fall.
They're also
kind of deal.
They've always had a better football team than they have a basketball team.
Totally.
They're big hitters.
Yeah.
You know, always a good program in football.
It's like the Alabama.
Yeah. Yep.
It's literally, you know, sometimes they put up a good show. And, like, listen, don't get me wrong, they took out Ricola. Ricola, a team that disappointed. I thought they would have a better showing, and they really got decimated. But then you have Paper Towels versus Soft Drinks. Paper Towels really took down Soft Drinks.
Does Ricola have the best fight song, though, out there?
It's up there. You care?
What?
You want to, you know, enlighten the audience with the fight song for those who don't know.
I mean, it's basically just
Ricola.
Nick, there you go. There's a jingle. So in the round of 32, toilet paper, 1 seed versus a deck of cards, 8 seed.
Paper towels takes out soft drinks.
Yeah, soft drinks.
Soft drinks, honestly, that's a program that was, you know, it was a big program back
50s,
in the day.
Yeah.
Back in the day, but it's kind of fallen off. You
totally,
know?
Man.
Not
totally,
a program
man.
Anymore.
After it's like
sad.
If you could liken it to anybody, I would probably like it not to a basketball team, but to kind of the SMU football team.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Pony Express
suffered the death penalty.
Death penalty,
for sure.
And now it's just kind of.
Well, you know, it was kind of like people figured out what you really were. What you really are, and soft drinks aren't very good for you.
Nope, and then they hit the road, Jack.
Yeah.
So we have a number 1 seed toilet
paper. There
still
are psychos, though, who will definitely, you know,
they've got their diehard fans.
I have, yeah, for sure. I mean, people love Diet Coke. I haven't ordered a soda.
I like root beer.
Totally. But I haven't ordered a soda in over 7 years.
It's been a while for me.
It's been a
not
while.
Not since I was in high school, at least. Nick, I feel like you're a big gulp kind of guy every now and then.
I'm not a big gulp guy. I've never bought a big gulp.
I feel like
life.
You did the Dew though.
Did the Dew? No, I don't like Mountain Dew either.
Really?
No.
Code Red?
Nope.
Okay.
It's so out of that is a little maybe
out
maybe,
of character for me?
Maybe the Funyuns are just out of character for you and not.
I like root beer, I like cream soda. I like orange soda sometimes.
Did you used to throw back a few IBC root beers back in the day?
Yeah, I like Barks the best.
Barks. I knew you were going to say that.
Barks is class.
Yeah. What about Mug?
I like Mug.
Yeah? A&W?
Yeah, all of them. I don't, honestly.
But your preferred
Barks is my, yeah.
Can you shotgun a Barks root beer if I can see right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we'll see. Toilet paper in the round of 32, taking out deck of cards.
Yeah.
Deck of cards, love it. You could, you know, they could only last. You could get bored after a while.
Yeah.
Right.
One or two or three games per day. Toilet paper, you need.
You
again.
Can't wipe your ass with
and
a
you
deck
play,
of cards.
You could play solitaire on your phone. You know?
Totally, Nick. Great point. While you're in solitaire.
Yeah.
Solitude. Yeah. You know what I'm saying. Yeah. Pepto-Bismol, the 12 seed, getting absolutely. This is Netflix.
Handled.
Netflix really made its mark here and showed everyone that
toilet
the hot
paper. This is where toilet paper runs into Netflix and probably gets taken out.
Do you think Netflix takes toilet paper out in the round of 16, though?
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to play each other in the round of 16. That's so what I'm saying. Either that round or no other round.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So what I just said.
So you think Netflix wins this?
I think Netflix wins this conference or this region. This region.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Nick has them taking the lock.
I think
I know for a fact. I don't know what my prediction is, but I do know that the hype train behind toilet paper is going to be there. They're going to be the favorite. The lines are going to be, you know, toilet paper -8. Like, totally. This is the team that is picked to win the tournament.
Yeah.
Yep. So it wouldn't be surprising to me if Netflix won, but I think it would be to a lot of other people out there. I know how good Netflix is. Again, such a high volume shooting team.
High volume, and right now they're so trendy, and everything that is, you know, their new content is like Love Is Blind. Like, that's a huge show right now.
A big late push.
They find a way. They really find a way.
Every the documentary.
We thought they flopped. We
go down a rabbit hole of documentaries,
and they find a way.
They're like Villanova to me. Always
they're super versatile now. It used to be just TV shows and movies. Now they got docs, and now they have these reality shows like Love Is Blind or The Circle.
And just when you think you figured them out and you're counting them out, they come back.
They come back.
Yep. Cool. And then light bulbs and Kleenex are too close to call. And same with liquor and paper towels. If you had to pick, who do you think's gonna win in light bulbs and Kleenex? Not an exciting matchup.
Light bulbs versus who?
Kleenex.
I think light bulbs wins that one.
Interesting.
I think Kleenex is going to take that one.
Cool. I think Kleenex is going to take it too, but I think it could go either way.
Liquor, I think people are relying too much on toilet paper to be their placement for Kleenex.
Fair enough. That's a great point. Liquor versus paper towels.
A lot of people don't even buy Kleenex anymore. They just use paper.
I don't know.
They
last
just
time
use
I
toilet paper.
Kleenex.
Neither have I.
Maybe for the classroom.
I think it's overrated.
The second grade, like, you know, checklist, what you buy for the classroom.
Yeah.
That's probably the last time.
Yeah.
And then liquor and paper towels, too close to call at this point in time.
We all want liquor to win, but I think paper towels is gonna pull it out.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. People want to stay clean.
Yeah, totally.
You never know.
Things can change. We'll go across into we'll go back up to the top right. Hand soap taking out
isolation region.
Okay. Hand soap taking out a medical mask. Medical mask again. This was like people were actually picking a 16 over a 1 here, but hand soap is too high.
Hand soap is clear cut number 1 here. Medical mask, the thing is, it's like it's more of a style right now. Like it's not going to do us any good unless you're having like a surgical mask.
Well, I mean, it's
actually real and heavy duty.
You look at the likelihood of spreading, right? And you're a lot more likely to touch something where the virus is, where the bacteria is.
Yeah.
And then touch your face after that rather than just put a mask. Like, no one's walking up to you and coughing in your face.
No.
I feel like if you have a medical mask you're a loser.
I hope no one's doing that. But hand soap
goes to the round of 32.
Yeah.
As a strong one seed, but then we have an 8-9 matchup, and this to me, if you guys remember a couple years back when Kentucky had Julius Randle and they were an eight seed.
And the Harrison brothers.
Yeah, and the Harrison brothers, and they were going to the Wichita State team. And so, first of all, we thought
with Ron Baker, I believe.
We thought the coffee. Shout out Ron Baker. I love that guy. I know you do.
Best hair in the NBA. Well, he's not playing in the NBA right now. But someone should sign Ron Baker when the NBA comes back.
For sure. Fresh legs. Phone charger and coffee, we thought was going to be a good matchup. Coffee might as well have just stayed in the bag as, you know, the coffee beans have not been ground up at all. It did not show up to play. Phone charger decimated it heading into the round of 32. It was a 9 seed. So you have a 1 seed hand soap, 9 seed phone charger. Peanut butter versus cereal. People were torn here.
Tight matchup.
Tight. You either love peanut
butter. I would have put my money on peanut butter.
People were. But
I was a, I
last
was a
longer.
Big peanut butter guy.
But I'm a big cereal guy, and that's it. Did we have more cereal people, or do we have more peanut butter people, and the cereal people prevailed?
I think people.
Butter.
I think they weren't looking long term, Nick.
Yeah,
because like
it gets stale.
Cereal gets stale quickly, and then it's no good for you. It's no use to you.
People have short
and you could put peanut butter on a lot of things.
A lot of different things. It's got protein in it, too.
Celery is going bad quickly, dude. And so is bread.
Like, you know what's not going bad, though?
What?
Peanut butter.
Just lick it off the spoon, you know?
But you have to be a lover of peanut butter, and some people it's
some people are allergic. Not many people are allergic
that's
to
true.
There's to cereal.
Allergic,
I mean, there's
allergic voters.
But
out there.
Yeah, cereal, couple, gluten, but you can get gluten-free cereal now.
I don't
so.
Really know anybody that's allergic to peanut butter, like in our inner circle out here in Los Angeles.
A nut allergy?
I feel like if there's anybody, it'd be you.
Me?
Yeah, but you're not.
Nah,
or like you like aren't, but you say you are, something like that.
Yeah. No. Dude, come on now. That's ridiculous. Then we have toothbrush versus matches, 4 versus 13, 4 seed toothbrush. 13 seed matches.
Again, like, why are you here? Like, Sienna, like, you shouldn't even be in the tournament.
No, yeah, one gives a fuck here. Toothbrush who takes that. Once we have a 4 seed Toothbrush versus a 12 seed Cereal. Then this was the tightest one. We had, it's like the aforementioned Latex Gloves, the 11 seed versus Emergency.
I think both preventative measures that aren't, like, necessary.
And I don't know any that aren't necessary. I don't know anyone that uses either, really. I think more people use Emergency.
I have, I have definitely seen an uptick in Latex Gloves out in the open lately.
I've been using them, but to cook, because I feel it looks cooler.
Wow.
When I cook.
Because people are watching in the Charity Stripe studios. The kitchens are always... I mean, we live stream everything in the Charity Stripe studios.
Well, here's the deal when I'm cooking... When I was cooking a meat the other day...
So, Josh... Again, just like he does when he's shitting, takes off his shirt and puts on latex gloves.
When
and every,
I cook meat,
every
I
single
off
time.
Well, that's understandable. You don't want to get, you know, juice and oil and sauce
on
your shirt.
On your shirt, you'd rather get it on your chest. And I totally agree, Nick.
And I put my cowboy boots on, and then I just put on some latex gloves.
You can wipe off your chest, bro. But
you second degree burn, no problemo.
You stain a great shirt.
I have a lot of hair on my
chest. Or get
an
apron. Do an apron.
You would hate to stain a True Classic tee.
God forbid.
Oh, I do have a stain on a True Classic tee.
Oh, I hate to hate it. You're going to have to buy another one, Nick.
It's the olive green one, too. Ooh. The best color.
Yeah, it is.
Mm. Is that?
I like the navy blue.
You're a big olive green guy. I've just
wearing olive green right now.
I know. It's one of your favorite colors. I always forget that. So latex gloves, the 11 seed takes
it. Squeaked it out.
Laptop charger. That was an upset pick I had as a 14 seed. I think people are, again, voting inconsistently. If I may say, no offense to the voters, and I think they take the frozen foods. I feel like they were saying, okay, we're going to need these frozen foods, similar to the canned foods. But I don't think people really like them as much as they think.
I will say
a lot of people were like, I'll have my phone so I don't need my laptop,
right.
Which is interesting. But if you're holed up in your house, I'd rather have my laptop than my phone.
It's very true. But if you're thinking about the people who are staying home right now, who are given the responsibility to work from home, they need their laptops, they need their chargers, but they don't want to be working. They want to just chill.
So you think it's like them like saying,
I hope my computer will talk.
Charger. Okay, well, regardless, laptop charger got sent packing.
It did.
Unfortunately. And then this was...
Maybe it's a bunch of Venmo users, because you actually can't Venmo people off of your laptop. Did you know that? You can Venmo them off your phone, but not off your laptop?
That's bizarre. I didn't know that.
Wow.
This was the most heartbreaking. Flashlight, which to me is completely useless. It's a 10 seed. Taking down SIGs, a 7 seed SIGs, nothing to me... And I know what you're saying.
They got gassed in that game, and they lost their lungs.
Yeah, they needed to come out hot.
I'll give you a couple pros, a couple cons.
Of SIGs?
Of SIGs, yeah. So apparently, smokers are less susceptible to getting coronavirus because their lungs are already fucked up.
Okay.
So, because it messes with your lung capacity.
Okay.
But SIGs also gives you the opportunity to share SIGs with people.
Totally.
And spread coronavirus.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mouth-to-mouth contact.
I also,
if you're staying inside, you don't want your place smelling like cigs all the time.
Well, no. This is
that's where you differ with Josh, because he's like the biggest cigs inside guy ever.
If I'm ever going to smoke a cig, I want to rip it inside.
Ugh. That's gross.
Listen, dude. Nothing says America.
Yeah, but you don't have scented candles.
I don't have scented candles. Listen, nothing says America, though, like... And then say fuck you to whatever's going on. Like, you know what? Screw this. I'm gonna take a tobacco stick, light it, and breathe it on in, and you can bring whatever you want at me. I at least thought SIGs would make an appearance. I had them going to the round of 32 against a Tinder, and both of my ideas were gone in that capacity.
Here's the thing. I think if you were to replace SIGs with marijuana, or even CBD.
But marijuana,
it wins.
But I think CBD is...
Well, marijuana shouldn't illegally be recruited then.
Yeah,
because then they would have been in the
ban, dude. Sure. Marijuana has a ban that you know they can't play in postseason, and I'm sure they would have had a great run. But
they'll get there someday.
Yeah, they'll probably get in there.
I think the ban lifts in like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Once all of the states remove the ban, then they'll be back in the tournament.
They can't travel to some games, which is tough.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah. Then we got Flashlight, the number 10 seed, which is useless, moves on against Clorox Wipes versus who beat Tinder. And here's the deal with this. I will say this. I get that Clorox Wipes won. I went through the results. I never go through the charity show. There's too many people that vote on these fucking polls, which is great. It's a great problem to have. But I never go through. But I went through to see some of the people who were
picked
voting.
Tinder.
Because I trusted them. Mm. I went through the Clorox Wipes people, and I know a couple people just from knowing them. You're a Tinder person, and you're just afraid of being caught. There's some bullshit going on. I'm not saying it would have gone the other way, but I'm saying the results are
also
slightly skewed.
Also, clarifying thing here.
Yeah.
Someone asked a question, one of our close personal friends. They were confused because they actually thought that Tinder was like, because they had already seen matches and they had seen
they thought it was like fire thing.
Tinder for a fire, like to make a fire, which is like... This guy loves hiking, apparently. I don't know.
Oh. Is our friend Jake?
No, it's our friend. It's our friend who has an updo.
Oh.
Yes.
Matt.
Yes. Who could have sailed on the Black Pearl.
He's got earrings, too.
He does. That he does. looks a bit like a pirate right now.
Totally.
But we meant Tinder, the dating app.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but Tinder I think you're just Tinder. You know, it's not everyone. Not everyone needs a date right now.
It's
yeah.
true.
And
it's true.
No, that, which is unfortunate because the world could be coming to an end. You might as well, you know, sink or swim in this boat.
We found love in a hopeless place.
Yeah, exactly. That's a song for a reason. And
yep.
Rihanna song, to say the least. We got Hand Soap though in the round of 32 versus Phone Charger. Hand Soap as a number one seed might as well have not even shown up.
Yeah,
completely. They were part. It seemed like as if Hand Soap went out, got blackout drunk when you're not supposed to. You're supposed to be in lockdown, right? And Hand Soap or isolation bracket. Hand Soap goes out, gets obliterated, comes to the game hungover, and Phone Charger wipes the floor with it, and proving once again that it should not have been a 9 seed and was completely disrespected.
And that people are addicted to their phones.
Totally, and not afraid to admit it.
Or I'm honestly thinking this: the Phone Charger is going to win this region as well.
Nick, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you because Serial.
We've got a much more impressive 2 seed than we did a 1 seed in this category.
Yeah, I think the
big
two
brand
seed,
name behind Clorox. I think people are really about it.
I'm hoping like people take it to them, but well, you don't know because here it's tough, man. Because toothbrush beats Serial, and then because people, you know, you want your toothbrush, you don't want that stank breath, even though you're not going out, you don't want that taste in their mouth. You may live with a couple people, you don't want them to start judging you because
dental hygiene is super important.
Yeah, you don't want your teeth starting to rot. So toothbrush versus phone charger, I'm still thinking I'm with you, Nick. I think
phone charger
is going to
take this one easily.
Is going to smack that ass sideways. Then you have frozen foods beating latex gloves. Latex gloves was I thought it was a miracle they beat emergency, and it was a close game. And frozen foods takes it to latex gloves. And then you have Clorox wipes beating, obviously, flashlight because flashlight
two and our and our 2 and 3 seed here.
And our 2 and 3 seed.
High-seeded matchup.
And
I think
I'm thinking I think
frozen foods could.
They could totally do it, but I'm thinking Clorox wipes is going to take this one, and it's the best shot against phone charger. But I'm with you. I think phone charger is going to go to the final four here as a 9 seed, which is crazy. And then we go to the restricted section.
Which is the craziest section in the entire bracket. It's
a lot of great games, though. First of all, Tampons as a 1 seed had the toughest first round. And that should have been blood
and,
in the water.
And congratulations to this team. Congratulations to this team. How did Barry Manilow album get into the bracket? How?
You thought they were done. No one had really been talking about
them.
What
conference are they even playing? Are they an independent? Do they pick their own schedule?
They're independent and boom.
I think the Ivy League.
This team has not been relevant for such a long
time.
No. They are very high class.
They are. It's like
the
Princeton. It's like, yeah, good point, Nick. It's like Princeton and Barry Manilow.
But I know people are thinking about their romantic partners being locked up with them, quarantined with them.
Exactly.
Put on a Barry Manilow album, set the vibe with a scented candle.
You can listen to a Barry Manilow album all month and you can't use a tampon all month. So
that's true. No. That's a good point. You could throw it on repeat. You could use different moves, different songs. You could kind of reinvent the wheel with Barry Manilow. Go old school. And Tampon still won.
To clarify, it was Barry Manilow's greatest hits album, too.
Exactly. So. A team that's been together for a long time. And there's like you have some new ones, some old ones, some classics. And they kind of the upperclassmen really taking care of the lowerclassmen. You have a good mix right there. And obviously Barry
But
Manilow
sadly, they put up
there.
A good fight.
They put up a good fight, but they lost.
But Tampon.
I think that was the most exciting first-round game.
Yeah, 1-16. It was up there. I mean, because, you had the close game of emergency and latex gloves, but I don't think anyone gives a shit.
I think it was a reality check for Tampons.
For sure.
You know, they really have to kind of look themselves
in the mirror. It was a reality check for us. playoffs because then maybe go, oh, wait a second, Tampons as a one seed is not going to be as strong of a one seed as we think. And could they be the second number one seed to go down because canned goods taking out Nightlight? People were actually up in arms that Nightlight was even included in the bracket. Understandably so.
They were a low-seeded team in a big conference, and they probably didn't belong there.
No, but when you play a couple big wins.
But when you play in the Big Ten.
When you play in the Big Ten, and then you go to the semis, the Big Ten Conference, and then that's how it's done. You know, they're like a Rutgers in a sense, but they really had no business being there. No. Canned goods takes them out. You know, a team that played mediocre during the regular season, but then comes in hot when they're most important. All of a sudden, canned goods is riding the hot train, and they go to the round of 32 against the number one seed Tampons.
And canned goods can really just outlast an opponent.
Yeah.
Oh, big time.
Here's one that, speaking of one that could outlast an opponent, Saltines was beating Weighted Blanket for a majority of the game.
And then Weighted Blanket brought in some smothering defense. And just really, and it took the game over.
Suffocated him.
Absolutely.
They had nothing.
Saltines couldn't even breathe through the four holes that are poked in top of the cracker.
Yeah, pretty much. Saltines was up 7 with a minute to go.
I think, would this have been a different story if Saltines had been, say, a Club Cracker or a Ritz?
No.
I think if it was a Ritz, maybe.
You think Ritz would have had a better shot?
Or like Wheat Thins?
Reduced fat?
Mm-hmm.
It's just Saltines. Here's the committee. The committee is going by... It was more of like a name thing. I think flavor-wise and like, ooh, I love a Ritz. I could do more with a Ritz. But Saltines, think about what you could do with Saltines in quarantine, right? Think about all like the you get bored.
Did they name Ritz crackers Ritz because they're like the cracker that's putting on a Ritz?
Putting on the Ritz, probably.
Putting on a show.
Is that ridiculous? Is that why they named them Ritz?
I think the guy who invented its last name is Ritz.
Maybe.
You think?
No, I'm pretty sure.
Or it was discovered maybe like in a Ritz hotel.
No, Ritz Carlton. What's his name? It's like David Ritz or something like that.
David Ritz.
Is it not David Ritz? I don't know. Whatever. You look it up.
Fact checker.
Stern created the name Ritz, which appealed to individuals suffering in the Great Depression, offering them a bite of the good life. I'm literally right.
Who invented it though? Stern?
Nabisco.
Nabisco?
I mean, Nabisco.
Nabisco
is
Ritz.
Oh, yeah.
Nabisco
yeah.
introduced Ritz crackers to Philly and Baltimore.
They didn't make it.
1934. Wow, they are seasoned vets.
Yeah.
Not seasoned crackers.
Yeah, though. But the program has been around for a while. But Weighted Blankets take down the Saltines. Toothpaste taking out fire extinguisher. Most people don't even have that in their house. We have one. And they're honestly, it's like, unless you have a fire, and to be honest with everybody, knock on wood, I don't know.
You wouldn't be comfortable enough using it, you don't think?
No, I've used it before. Not for a fire.
Right.
But I've used it. No, I'm not.
Zombie apocalypse. It's a weapon in
every
zombie
fraternity
apocalypse.
House has had a fire extinguisher go off.
You don't think that I'm not afraid to use it. I don't think, knock on wood.
Josh also thinks that he could start a fire like with his bare hands.
I'm very good at making fire. That's a fact.
You tried one time and didn't do it.
When was that?
We were like out like at a homie's
place. It was after you tried to crush that watermelon between your legs.
Not the same day. It's not the same day. You want to go to the woods and watch make a fire? I got you. That's like not a problem.
Let's go up into the woods.
For sure. Any Hoosiers. I don't know many people that have fires, knock on wood. Do you know anybody in like 5 degrees of separation that's had a massive fire?
No.
In their home?
Five degrees of separation?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or like
yes.
5 degrees.
Yes, because like in California, degree. Yes.
Okay, like 1 degree. Like, you know someone that's had a fire?
I mean, I had to evacuate my house when I was 7 years old because there was a wildfire.
Really?
In San Diego.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, it's definitely a real thing in California. Everyone across we do have a large amount of listeners in California.
Every house across the street was burned down, and then our entire side of the street was still there.
I'm wrong.
So.
Yeah. I'm wrong. Touche. But yeah.
But in an immediate necessity, toothpaste is going to pop into your head faster
than
totally.
Totally. So you don't want stank breath.
Yeah.
No one wants stank breath.
It's the toothbrush thing. So they go to round 32 against the number 5 seed Weighted Blanket. Cash rules everything around me, takes down Herbal Tea. Herbal Tea, similar...
As emergency?
Yeah. Similar to like hand soap in the first round, in the second round of the round of 32, might as well not have shown up. Cash took him out completely.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing with Cash. When you have a player like Abe Lincoln, who could play the 1 and the 5, it just changes things for you. Yeah. Yeah. Completely. So that, I mean, that's my thing with them. They just,
he's just, he melds with so many different players so well, which is really impressive. He's also, he's quite
ball,
tall.
Big ball one. He's a lengthy. Small ball five.
He's, yeah, he's a, yeah, yeah, for sure.
And he's just a guy that could, he's going to come in clutch. Detergent. Yeah, I mean, people,
hats off to that guy. He's a great player. Top hats off to
Abraham Lincoln. He's phenomenal. Yeah. Detergent loses to Nintendo Switch. I don't think many people are comfortable with Detergent.
Yeah.
So I think the Nintendo Switch, I think it was more of like a less, you know, lesser of two evils. And I think Nintendo Switch is kind of making a late game surge. It took down PS4, a surprising snub in the tournament. But Nintendo Switch with, you know, with the Zelda game.
Yeah. I mean, you could also, you could also take it with you, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think
it's a versatile, they move well.
Right. I think that the Nintendo Switch, a lot of people had them as a lower seed with a,
yeah.
You love to see that, you know, their best player is a Japanese guy, right?
Totally.
Yoshiaki Koizumi, and you love to see that, you know, that he's getting his credit where credit is due, because he's a fantastic ball player.
Totally.
But he's really, he just hasn't been talked about, and he hasn't been talked about by the rest of,
yeah,
the rest of, you know, the NCAA. So I think
it's just a foreign team.
It's a foreign led team.
You're four Italians in the starting five.
Right.
So I mean, when and they're all brothers. So you don't, how do you trust them?
Can't really tell.
Or they're related in some capacity.
Yeah,
they're in the same, you know. So the Nintendo Switch goes on as a 14 seed, 14 versus an 11 seed. Wow, which is crazy. Wi-Fi takes down flushable wipes in the decimation.
Wi-Fi's definitely the,
wipe the floor with the flushable wipes.
The lowest or the highest seed that should be lower.
You think they're disrespectful?
I think that they could have been a one seed.
Really?
Yeah.
You think they got, Nick thinks they were, a lot of people
listen,
think grossly
listen,
disrespected.
Listen, grossly disrespected. But you don't have Netflix, you don't have Hulu, you don't have Xbox, you don't have your iPhone without
grossly
Wi-Fi.
Disrespected.
It is the number one necessity.
Yeah, I mean, the ACC turn, the ACC isn't the ACC.
I wouldn't be surprised if
this
wins the whole thing.
You think Wi-Fi could win the whole thing as a seven seed?
Yes, yes, sir.
You think it's going to,
yes, ma'am.
Kemba Walker, no, not Kemba, Shabazz Napier, this thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
The ACC isn't the ACC without UNC.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah. So this is the UN, this is your UNC?
Yeah. Maybe not this year.
Maybe not this year. This is a team that kind of flew under the radar.
They didn't have a great regular season.
Because spotty at points. Yeah. And it was inconsistent and spotty. Like, what was I supposed to do? Yeah. You know, the committee spoke, but it takes down flushable wipes. Pasta crushes a good book. People are up in arms. Like, how could you not vote a good book? It's like, shut the fuck up. You don't read. You know, you don't read. You don't
I haven't
read
a book in since.
Be honest. Stop lying to yourself. There's like two of you out there.
You know,
that
the,
read,
you know what the last
read.
Thing. You know what the last thing I read was.
Talk to me.
The back of a bag of pasta.
Boom.
So
done.
It's go dogs.
Round of 32. Tampons. There was blood in the water, as we discussed before. Remember, Nick?
Yep.
We discussed that.
I remember that.
Okay. Blood in the water, like Nick and I were talking about with Toss a couple minutes ago.
Yes.
Tampons gets used. By canned goods. They open up a can of worms on them. And
yes.
They beat them down.
Yeah. Spaghetti. Oh, no. Tampons. See you later. Yeah.
Yeah. There was nothing to tamp. The tampons were just, they got stuck in the middle. They got clogged in the middle and stuck in there. And Nick, what's so funny? We're trying to give it an
analysis
of the game here. This guy and the canned goods was just too much. And again,
everyone thought that, you know, their play was going to expire, and it just didn't. You know,
yeah.
they kept going, they kept fighting, and
they go on to face toothpaste against the weighted blanket. I just don't think people are as adverse with weighted blankets yet. I think in a year from now, weighted blankets would have.
They're a bit
shot.
Of an unknown quantity,
yeah,
for sure.
But
look,
I think
weighted blanket goes for the people who are on Tinder who can't find their love and they need that extra
warmth.
You know,
Nick,
makes
you get
feel
it.
Like they're cuddling with somebody.
This is a young team though, and I think that next year weighted blanket could do some real damage.
I'm with you.
Very
there.
Young team.
Canned goods versus toothpaste. This is a great matchup in the Sweet 16. I'm looking forward to. Any predictions there?
I think canned goods takes this one.
Yeah, I think that this is the end of the line for toothpaste.
I'm going to go against the grain. I'm going to say toothpaste.
Really?
I'm going to say toothpaste gets to the Elite Eight.
I think that this is a similar situation with body wash, where people are, you know, they like toothpaste. It's very helpful. Dental hygiene, right? We said it's super crucial.
Yeah.
They would rather eat food. And they can also brush their teeth with the toothbrush without toothpaste.
Or just rinse their mouth out with
absolutely.
Water.
With mouthwash,
yeah.
Depending on...
Or
yeah.
mouthwash, if you
yeah.
have
yeah.
mouthwash.
All these
Listerine.
Things are valid.
Yeah.
Or vodka, if you have
vodka.
Yeah.
Vodka. Ooh, Nick, a little Russian at you right there. The Russian coming out of Nikolai. Then we have Cash taking down a Nintendo
Nikolai.
Switch. As fun as the Nintendo Switch are, again, Abe Lincoln too much.
Yeah.
Cash.
I think Cash is just setting us up for a bad... a bad Sweet 16.
I think it's going to be a bad Sweet 16.
They're going to get murdered.
I think Wi-Fi is not going to have a test. I think they're too hot right now. We saw that as they completely
destroyed pasta.
Destroyed pasta.
Unfortunately. And
Wi-Fi is all over the place. You love pasta. They are all over the place on the court.
Listen, we thought this was going to be an al dente matchup for Wi-Fi. But we thought this was going to be an al dente matchup for Wi-Fi, but it wasn't. We have pasta, and it got wrecked. It was, they might as well not even showed up. It was just plain.
They didn't have
bland.
Any fire. I didn't feel no like they fire. Were. They weren't boiling over. You know.
No,
they
I mean just, normally yeah. they're like they got like a nice bolognese going. So yeah. This was just useless. And then yeah. Wi-Fi takes them out. So we have Wi-Fi versus Cash. And we all think Wi-Fi is going to win that.
They're gonna crush it.
So, I mean, the network is just too big for Wi-Fi. So you know, they got a strong signal caller.
Yeah, our predictions right now are phone charger and Wi-Fi in the final four, along with, are we going Netflix and Xbox?
So my final four predictions.
Yeah, Nick, give it to us.
Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Phone charger.
Yeah.
Then I got Xbox.
Yeah.
And then I got Netflix. And then I think Netflix goes to the championship. Wi-Fi goes to the championship, and Wi-Fi has to take down Netflix.
Wi-Fi takes down Netflix in the finals.
Yeah.
Interesting. Toss, you have any final four predictions you care to get into?
Yeah, I've got Purell getting there.
Wow.
Yeah. I've got Purell getting there. I've got toilet paper they're gonna win their matchup with Netflix.
Really?
Yeah. I think they're riding the hype for the right reason.
Really?
And then I think surprise, surprise.
Talk to me.
Wi-Fi is gonna take it from there. From the restricted section, which is actually not a surprise. And then I do think that in the top right region, which I'm forgetting the name, I believe it's the isolation bracket, the isolation region.
ISO.
I think that Frozen Foods is going to win.
Oh. Wow. So you have Frozen Foods, Wi-Fi, Purell, and toilet paper?
Yeah. And then I think that toilet paper is going to take it. They're going to be matched up against Wi-Fi, and toilet paper is going to win it all.
I think phone charger, Wi-Fi, water bottle, Netflix, and we see a phone charger versus water bottle finals.
Ooh.
Very fitting of you to pick water bottles to take it all the way.
With phone charger running it. I'm sure that was enjoyable for everyone, Nick.
That's Josh's water bottle.
Yep, that is my water bottle. Thank you, Nick.
Hated that.
It was terrible for everyone involved. But you know, it wasn't terrible for everyone involved. The show. I had a lot of fun.
Would you have an NIT bracket?
Oh, we do have an NIT bracket. The NIT bracket is, let me pull that up. I have that.
You don't have to give results for right now. We'll give results when
here
it's
was
announced,
the ranking.
But here's the ranking.
One was Pornhub. again, they it was just too much going on in the regular season. You know, it had too many, there was too many options, too much to go around. They couldn't get an identity, but I think they're going to have a easy time. Jewel Vape was the number two. Fire Stick, Amazon was the number three. Burt's Bees, number four. Comic Books, number five. Salt and Pepper University was number six. Hulu was number seven. Cartons of Eggs was number eight. Because Cartons of Eggs goes 12-man deep.
How did Comic Books even make the NIT tournament? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
Seems like that the committee for the NIT tournament is pretty arbitrary.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I think
it's a one-man show.
It was a one-man show. There was one man involved in making that one. But we do have some results going on. Pornhub did win. Pornhub's won.
I think Pornhub's taking
I think Pornhub's going to win that one as well.
Things I don't care about.
Yeah, but things.
The NIT. Unimportant to me.
Not important to
just
toss.
Like Texas was probably going to win the NIT.
Yeah, but what is important?
They actually might have made the tourney.
Is there anything important else to you, Toss, that you want to share with everybody other than our awesome bracket?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think we're breaking down this bracket, right?
Yeah, please.
And while you can't bet on it,
no.
You still can bet on other things.
Yeah.
And if you're going to be betting, you should go to betonline.com. And, yeah, I mean, because you can bet on mixed martial arts.
Yep.
You can bet on American Idol, which is going on. Josh. You're a huge Idol fan.
I'm an old Idol fan, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so you're
sure.
Less new. But Lionel Richie, man, he's great.
He's got a nice smile.
And KP. Not Kristaps Porzingis, Katy Perry. You've got the elections coming up. You're going to have to bet on that.
Yeah,
Spelling
sure.
Bee. You don't need to be. I mean, you can spell from quarantine. It's possible.
Total.
FaceTime in. How do you spell chrysanthemum?
I'm not even going to tell you how I spelled quarantine in Google today.
but seriously, there's still fun to be had. So go to BetOnline. Use the promo code MYPOD100 to receive 50% off
MYPOD100.
On your first deposit. That's right. 50% off with the promo code MYPOD100.
Whose pod is it, Toss?
MYPOD100.
Yeah, it's Charity Stripe Podcast. Thank you guys for joining us. More to come as we go to the Sweet 16 and Elite 8. We'll do a recap of that probably on to release on Wednesday.
Yeah.
At some point.
Unless we come up with something else that's stupider than that.
Which we will, probably.
For sure.
Always. To the fans out there, the fans out there, swing a full count, drag both feet in bounds, rip that puck, hit that putt, hit your PKs because they free, hit your free throws. Why, guys?
Because they're free.
Because they're free. We outro. We love ya.
Puts it up.
It's Lillard. He got the shot off.
Derek Jeter, where fantasy becomes reality.
Anything's possible.
Anything's possible.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.